88.9 WLRY, and welcoming a very special guest now, Jeremy Camp joining us. His I Will Follow tour comes to Newark Vineyard Grace Fellowship Church Sunday, November 6th. Good morning. Welcome, Jeremy.
How you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. How's the tour going?
It's been amazing. We had the first half of the tour was with Citizen Way, and now coming up is with Love and the Outcome and Royce Lovett. And, man, just I'm missing Citizen Way because I'm like, I want both of them to be on the tour right now. But Love and the Outcome is some of my favorite people. I mean, as a husband and wife, to watch them minister together, and they have a little boy on the road, and which is, he's 8 months old. He's Milo. He's the cutest little thing.
Wow.
It's been really incredible to watch everyone's heart being kind of knitted as one.
I mean,
getting up there, knowing while we're there, and to minister the gospel. So it's been really incredible.
How often are you on the road? How many dates do you do a year?
It kind of varies year to year, but like this year will be probably 100 dates, and then next year will probably be around 70 to 75. This kind of depends on my family schedule, you know, because I kind of do things around, you know, the kids and where they're at and what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
So, you know what I mean? Just got to make sure my family, because one year I did 100 dates, but they came out for about 50 of those.
Yeah.
So it was incredible.
It's probably about keeping it all in balance, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And the album, I Will Follow, that's got a family connection on it as well, right?
Yeah, we actually, I was able to have my whole family sing on a song, which is really special. So there's a song called Finally Home, and we've never all sang on a record before. And they came in at the end of that song and started singing, like, kind of just a chorus with me. And it was the most beautiful thing. I'm like, yes,
yeah,
family. It was awesome.
Now, did you learn how to play from your dad? Is that correct?
Yeah, and he actually plays on a song, harmonica, on one of the songs as well. And so it is a full family affair. But, yeah, he taught me when I was about 14 years old. I played sports all my life, and literally – one day I said, Dad, teach me some chords on guitar. So, because he'd always play guitar and played at church. And so he taught me a few chords. And literally from there, I just fell in love with the guitar and sort of writing songs and worship songs. And so, yeah, that's how it began.
Yeah. Well, and recently, Not Ashamed, the movie opening up. And I saw that you had a spot on that. In fact, you've got a song in that movie. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually wrote the theme song called Not Ashamed, which was such a huge honor because, you know, for me, I remember where I was when the Columbine shooting happened.
Yeah.
And to just be a part of saying, hey, guys, we need to actually be in the place where we're, even unto death, are going, okay, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm going to still stand up for Christ no matter what happens. And that's kind of my personality anyway. I'm like, yeah, let's do this, and then try and encourage people. Like, listen, this is not just, this is for all of us as believers.
Yes.
To say, are you willing to stand up? And honestly, to watch when we play every night, to watch the reaction from people, because I explain it. I explain, you know, there may be a time, because over in the Middle East right now, you're seeing people being killed for their faith every single day.
Right.
And, you know, whatever happens in our culture and in our generation here in America, it's like we don't know. So we have to really ask ourselves if we're laying our life down for Christ. And so just a proclamation song, you know, just saying, I'm going to stand no matter what. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
What were your influences growing up? Who were you listening to that might have flavored your music?
Oh, man. Honestly, I mean, everything. I mean, we went from, you know, my dad listened to Stevie Ray Vaughan to Eric Clapton, and then to Stephen Curtis Chapman, and to, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's literally all over the map. So a lot of times people hear my music and they have a hard time kind of putting what genre I'm in, because you'll hear some rock stuff, you know what I mean? You'll hear some ballads and you'll hear some pop stuff. And it's because I was around so much type of music growing up, and we used to go to concerts all the time, Christian concerts all the time, festivals, and so I was around music constantly.
Yeah.
And so I just, honestly, I love music, and so that's why you hear the diversity of styles.
You know, at those concerts, did you ever look up on that stage and go, yeah, you know, I could be doing that someday?
You know, honestly, I didn't. Isn't that funny? I think I was so, because I was so into sports all my life, that's all I thought about. And then, like, I will say, when I started getting older, when I was like 14, 15, when I started playing guitar, I would go, man, I would love to do that. That would be amazing. So it did start hitting me later, but it wasn't until I started playing where it was like, yeah, because I didn't think about being on stage. I was like, give me the football. I'll run it.
You know? Right, right.
That was about it. So.
Jeremy Camp joining us, the I Will Follow Tour, coming to Newark and Vineyard Grace Fellowship Church. So what can people expect from the show, Jeremy?
You know, people always say, you know, what's the night like? And honestly, you know, I always tell people, bring someone who's not saved, who doesn't know Jesus. Bring someone who needs an encouragement. If you want to just have a night of worship, I mean, it's all there. I share the gospel. We have a time of you know, presentation of like, hey, this is the good news. This is what Jesus did. And so, and give people an opportunity to respond. We have moments of worship, and it's all worship, but moments of just corporate worship, moments of just telling stories. And so it's really, I think no matter what kind of style you like or what kind of thing you like, I think you'll enjoy, you know, either part of it, either with Royce or Love the Outcome or hopefully something that is presented when we get up there as well. So, yeah, I don't think you'd be disappointed.
The last album, I think, came out in 2015. Anything new in the works?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on it right now. And it's pretty exciting that I've been doing this for so long. I really feel like God continues to give me just a lot of fresh, new songs. And, you know, you think after you write, like, especially my last record, how the Lord has used it, I'm like, man, do I have anything else to write about? And the more I spend time with the Lord, the more, you know, deeper things go and the deeper things come out,
yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, I'm excited to see it. Probably not till next fall, but it's looking like that I'm kind of going to be working on it this spring and come out next fall.
That sounds great. Jeremy Camp, again, it's the I Will Follow Tour with Royce Lovett, Loving the Outcome, Vineyard Grace Fellowship Church, Sunday, November 6th. You can get your tickets at the church or through itickets.com. This has been a real pleasure. May God continue to bless you and your ministry, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you, brother.